The Gemara says, Megillah, that Esther. So what was the tznius of Rachel? So the Gemara goes to the whole story of the simonim. Rachel passed off the simonim to Leah, and that was the tznius, which because she had Rachel had the mid of tznius, therefore zachel v'yatzim menu shol. And what was the tznius of Shaul? His father sent him to Shmuel and Novi to find out what happened to the asernus, to the animals. While he's there, besides finding out what happened to the animals, he was him to be the melech. He comes back to his father. He says, "Know what happened with the animals?" He tells him what happened to the animals. So he didn't tell him about the fact that he'd just been anointed to be the melech Yisrael. And from that came out Esther. And Esther, we'll have to assume that there's an immediate tznius in regards to Esther, which the Gemara does not clarify what that is. So, I don't know if there's anybody here, of course. I gave a shmuz about this once upon a time. That why does the Gemara describe the mida of Rachel Limeno as a mida of tznius? Right? The Medrash Eicha brings the conversation that the Ovis and the Imos have with Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael should not go into Golus. We go through the story basically one of the kinyanos on Tisha B'Av, and Rachel Imenu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which finally she's the one who's answered, that because I wasn't Mekana, I wasn't jealous of Achosi, and I gave her the simonim. If I can do that, you should not be jealous of the Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael was open. The Russian says that's a good taina, and yet tells Rachel Imenu that mini karlach mibechi, and yeshachar the pulaseich, that which you've done deserves a reward, and b'shava b'adam legulim klaisa will come back. So the matter touches up what Rachel Imenu did was a mida of a lack of jealousy, which we understand that here instead of herself, her sister is being put in her place. That's a tremendous act of selflessness to give over to Leah the simonim. Rav Aaron speaks about every year that Rachel did not know that that Yaakov was going to marry Leah and then 7 days later marry her. He did not know that. As far as she knew that Yaakov was going to marry Leah and she's going to be left behind for Esav. But rather than that her sister should be embarrassed, she gave it away. So the Medrash describes that as a lack of kina. So he spoke about that once upon a time, and that would be the correct way to be magdir this maisa. What's the nekuda tznius? It's a tznius. Yeah, she didn't say a word. So we have that she didn't say a word. So that's called tznius. But that we why is it the meat of tznius? So kachana mishama. I said one pshat. I want to say a different pshat this time. The psukim by the Megillah, we find that the element of tznius, which by Esther, so Esther's taken to the melech, and Mordechai tells her asher lo sagid, lo yigid Esther es amoves mer lato, ki Mordechai tzivo ola asher lo sagid. So even though it's very embarrassing, the king asks her where she's from, what's her yichus, etc., and she says nothing. So he can think that she's a lowly woman, you know, and that doesn't pass. But she, you know, she's taken to the Beis HaMelech, and she doesn't say anything. She's becomes the Malka, and again, the Pasuk says that she doesn't say anything. Fine. We find that this continues. The Chazal say that Achashverosh makes a suda, and the purpose of the suda is v'yasa melech mishte gadol, is to convince her. Hanoch l'amdinus osa v'yitin maseis ki ara melech. She speak up. What the nation she came from? This way they would get it for treatment. He trying to convince her. She doesn't say anything. Haman is raised to power. This is years later. Okay, Haman is raised to power. Mordechai knows what happened. Esther wants to know what happens, and Mordechai tells her that she should go to the Melech. So Esther responds and says, "Everybody knows that you can't just go into the Beis HaMelech, and if I go in, I deserve to die, even though he's going to save me. But I'm not in a position to ask for any favors. I haven't called him for 30 days." So now is not the time to be quiet anymore. Till now you've been quiet. Till now I told you to be quiet, you were quiet. Now is the time to talk. Now is the time to move away from that meter of withholding and to share. And she goes to the Melech, and she arranges the Mishnah, and she says, "I'm going to tell you where I'm from." So the meat of Esther is to find the right moment to share this information of who she is. She's from Shaul, she's from Beis Malchus, she's from Klai Yisrael, which the Umas Olam were tremendously jealous of Klai Yisrael in many ways. They had a respect for Klai Yisrael. They recognized the Cheshivas of Klai Yisrael. As much as the Melech was willing to take her, even though she was a Yisraeli, Adarav, the fact that she's a Malchus is a tremendous tremendous reason of respect. She doesn't say anything until this time when she needs the right time. Is this a steer to the Mirat Tznius? So Morel says that the whole Megillah is couched in the meter of Tznius. Esther is called Esther because Esther is Lashon Haster Aster. It's hidden. She's also called Hadassah because we know Hadassah, the leaves cover over the eights. Mordechai is because of the Keteris. Keteris is Allah, and nobody else can be in the Heichel B'Shash Yimakta the Keteris. It's Bedafka and the Kudat Tznius. He says, why is that? And the Gaon says along those lines, because the Nes of Atzolah for Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrel deserved to be destroyed. The Nes of Atzolah for Klai Yisrel had to come from a Mokim Gavoya Adlama, a very high place in Shemayim. And to reach such a place, it's not Shayach unless you have the Mirat Tznius. Okay, so it means now at this moment that she's revealing herself, she's not doing Tznius anymore. If the Tznius is not saying anything, and this is, we need that Atzolah, now is the moment you need that Atzolah. Now you're reaching to that solo, which the Gaon says that you need the meaning of Tznius to reach that makom of Atzolah. She's no longer Tzniustic. No, doesn't make any sense. So this mice is not a steer to the meaning of Tznius. So we need to understand what, when Chazal were using the meaning of Tznius over here, what were they referring to? That this mice of revealing the revelation is not a steer to Tznius. If anything, that's a tremendous kiyum of Tznius. Is this the usage of Chazal in every place exactly what the Midat Tznius is? Maybe we'll see. Okay. The Mishnah in Ovis goes to the Memchas Torah Shatar Niktas Behem, and one of the Memchas Torah Shatar Niktas Behem is the Midat of Noisa Bolim Chavera. So Revolba, in Chedle Beis, where he has the Vadim and the different Midas, so he has a long series of Perek on the series of Vadim about Chesed. At the end of the whole series of Vadim on Chesed, he talks about the Midah, this Midah of Noisabel and Chaveroi, and he says that he sees the Midah of Noisabel and Chaveroi is beyond just the regular Midah, the Midah of Chesed. It's a whole other Madrega, and that's why it becomes it's foundational in Kabbalah Satara. So what does this mean of Noisa Bolim Chaveroi, and why is it so foundational? As he says, I need to repeat, which I don't recall, I can't say for sure, I don't recall, this piece of Noisa Bolim Chaveroi is found in Chelek Aleph, in the Hakdamah to Shaar Revi. And then he says, I need to repeat what I wrote over there. If I recall correctly, it's the only place in the Sefer where he repeats something, you know, a full piece, full page and a half, what he wrote in Chelek Aleph, he needs to repeat it again in Chelek Beis. That's important, how important it is the meat of Noisa Bolim Chaveroi. So in Chelek Aleph, when he talks about the Midah Mloisabal and Pavera, he talks about it in the context of the beginning of Shaar Revi. So those of you familiar with Chelek Aleph, so the Chelek Aleph is written as a Sulam of Avoida, from being a Ben Torah to the process of moving on, becoming an established Talmud Chacham, etc. So that's the first Shaar is the basics. The second Shaar is more sophisticated. The third Shaar, he goes through major yesodos of what it means to be a Talmud Chacham, etc. And then in the fourth Shaar, he moves on to where a person is taking a role in Klal Yisrael. So he says the first step is marriage, and then he goes to the step of being Maimed Abayis, and Chinuch, he talks about the Inyan of Chinuch, he talks about Likras Tafka, getting a position in Klal Yisrael, etc. He goes through that. So in the introduction to that Shaar, he says, there's a problem. Person gets a position, becomes a Rav, becomes a Rebbe, becomes whatever it is, he becomes an Askin, he becomes he goes into business and he helps, whatever it is. Says, what? How do you prevent that from becoming that which you're involved in, Klal Yisrael, whatever it is, it becomes a job. You're no longer doing it mitzad the chesed shaboy. You're doing it because it's a job. How do you prevent that? He said, you prevent that with a mitzvah called Noisa Bolim Chaver. If I really feel with you, the natural reason, to the point that we connect. So those type of things are in me a real desire to deal with something. So it's not because of the job; it's because I care. But to care is to have an awareness of what's going on with you. Aleph, he says, of an emes, all of the world, the Beit Olam Chaveroi, Chesed, etc., everything is really rooted in this concept of Noisa Olam Chaveroi. And he says, and there's a tremendous application of the concept of Noisa Olam Chaveroi, where how it one of the biggest challenges of a person going through something which is difficult is the feeling of loneliness. Right? The world's functioning beautifully; it's nice, you know, it's nice and shiny outside. But I feel like I can't feel it because I'm wrapped up in my tsar. If somebody enters into that tsar with him and sits down with him, he's no longer alone. It's a tremendous nechama for the person. And he brings, if you look at the Kapitel of Kufman Beis, Maskil Adobid, B'Yosef Amoros Svilo, he's in a cave, and he describes, he describes this feeling of nobody caring. So David Melech is running away for his life, he's running away from Shaul HaMelech, the Melech is trying to kill him, it's a tremendous mess, and he's describing this feeling of nobody cares. So somebody enters in and cares, that's a tremendous, tremendous burden has been lifted. Nowadays we have this Muslim group, we have these support groups. The whole idea behind support groups, you know, for parents who've lost a child, etc., is that somebody else understands what they're going through. This midah of being able to be noisabal. Revolver points out, Nasibol is loved Afka with the Tsar. I can join you with the Simcha. I can truly feel your Simcha. But to do that, there's an important element which has to be done. Is the focus can't be me. I have to take myself out of the picture. I have to see the world through your eyes. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. So you have an interesting Shiloh. Right? Bishto is something which a person has experienced. The person himself has went through a difficulty. The person who spent a few years in the world of Shidduchim, he has to find a friend who is also trying to get married, and they can commiserate. They both understand that feeling, the feeling of the loneliness, etc. Person got married to the first girl, doesn't understand it. So how do you try to know somebody? Somebody, person has a family member who's sick. The pain, the fear, somebody else never experienced that. Person goes through Menachem Avil. He never lost a relative yet, Baruch Hashem. He doesn't know what it means. How is it supposed to be Noisa Olam Chaveroi? What does that mean? How are you supposed to do that? So Bishlam, a person had those experiences. He's shy to be Noisa Olam Chaveroi. But how's it shy? So he spoke about the Mida, we spoke about a few weeks ago about the Mida of Das. The Mida of Das allows you to see the world through somebody else's eyes. There's a tremendous growth process. We spoke about that, the element of growth that happens, that if I take myself out of the picture and I'm willing to see it through your eyes, I expand as a person. I become confident of myself that I'm willing to see another version. I learn the other version, and I connect to you. There's many things which happen. So the yesod of Nesol and Chavera is not so much the fact that I connect to you, is that I take myself out of the picture. The Alter Mekelem has this aura that Avraham Avinu is the one who saw he came to Yimakar Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the Rosh HaMaminim. Avraham Avinu is the Murach Chesed. Two extraordinary elements about Avraham Avinu. Tremendous chesed that he did. We don't have a picture of anybody doing such chesed like that. Tremendous, the musik of a person starting from the age of 3 and contemplating something, because I'll say till he was 48, 45 years, a person, he was sitting and contemplating this issue. I can contemplate something for about 10 minutes. Right? 45 years, he's contemplating this issue. He comes out Korah B'Kadosh Baruch Hu on his own in a world where it's just totally foreign. Tremendous philosopher, a tremendous Baal Chesed, no Shaykhus, not Mistaber. He says there's something which both of them share. Both of them share taking yourself out of the picture. The Mershon says that what he says about a Baal Gai, but more insight to that. That Mershon says, we can't both live in the same world. The person who focuses on himself has no room for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person who focuses on himself can't see somebody else either. Avraham Avinu was the person who was able to be mate to other people because he saw their needs. Rav Elbel writes at the beginning of his vodim in Chelu Beis about Chesed, he gave them an assignment. They said, don't do any Chesed. I want you for the first 2 weeks go out there and contemplate the needs of the people that you meet. 3 times a day you meet a random person. What do you think their needs are? And they come back after 2 weeks and he gives a report, and the report is basically everybody has the same things as you. He says, you know what? You saw yourself and every other person. You didn't see the person, you saw yourself. I mentioned to you once, I had a Harvard yeshiva, tremendous Baal Chesed, the nicest, sweetest person in the world. We had a common Harvard who commented to me. He says, Pliny is that he'll run to the end of the earth to do you a favor, but for the life of him, he cannot figure out what you need. It was another Malim Melech, I think, said he wanted. No, it was the Rebbe from Sasser. The Sasser said one time, he said he learned what the meaning of true Abba for somebody else was from two drunks. Yeah, everybody knows the story, right? Two Shikarim. So he once passes by and Shikar A says to Shikar B, he says, B, do you really love me? He says, yeah, I really love you. He says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You know, they're Shikar, right? Like Purim. Right? He says, so tell me what I need to fix. I don't know what you need to fix. He says, you really love me, you know what I need to fix. You don't love me. You have no awareness of who I am. You don't think about me. You're not getting into me. The reason why we don't see other people, because we're busy thinking about ourselves. If you think about it, when a person's daydreaming, what do you dream about? What do you think about? What you're going to do, and what happened to you in the past, what's going to happen in the future. Right? You know, real life is in the present. Dreaming is either about the past or about the future. Nobody dreams about the present. Right? But whose past and whose future do you dream about? Your own. Like, you think about things which have happened, you think about things you're going to do, what might happen to you, you might win the lottery, you might not win the lottery, you know, like, you know, you sit there, and the mind wanders all about you. You are the focus of your thoughts. So it's very hard to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the picture. Right? Rav Elbel writes this, and if you look at Sefer Yira from the Ben Yorna, in the Chelet Beis, has a long series of Shurim on Yira, he points out, if you look at Sefer Yira from the Ben Yorna, what you realize is the Ben Yorna, when he daydreamed about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like, you know, when he had nothing else to do, and he was just minds wandering and thinking, it's thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we're not there. Avraham Avinu was. the same meter which allowed him to daydream about everybody else, to wonder what's going on with them and how they're doing, and if is everything okay with them, and notice them, and really started understanding what they need, that's the same meter which allowed him to do that with the Kodesh Baruch. That's what Kodesh Baruch does. Rosh Hashanah of the world because he wants to be Meitziv. Avraham Avinu picked up that's what the Bria is all about. Adam Chesed Yibona doesn't mean that the Rosh Hashanah does Chesed. The Pasuk says, right, the more and the Makkos, the more it says that you want to reduce the Torah down to three things. Say for Micha, Asois Mishpat V'Avas Chesed V'Atzei Alech Azim Elokecha. Asois Mishpat, that's Dinim. Avas Chesed, the more it says that Tachlos is Kala and Halvoy is Ameis. V'Atzei Alech Azim Elokecha. But they have to be done with Sneas. So I once heard from one of my rebbeim, he says, you know, certain people, you go to a chasna, and they're dancing with the chasna, and they're dancing, and they're really dancing, etc. You can tell it's about them. They like dancing. They like being in the you know, good dancer. Everybody notices me, you know. The baldarshan by Levaya, you know. The guy who pushes forward to shovel dirt, because it's like a mitzvah, you know. There's an awesome Beis Halevi. I mean, he meant it in a beautiful way. He says, you're Mavakar Chayla. He says, they have to send the Chayla the same way you beautify an Esrig and you deal with it in such a beautiful, gentle way. The Chayla is like your Esrig. He's the Chefzer of Mitzvah. You have to deal with him in a beautiful way. Fast forward X amount of years after the Beis Halevi, there was an Adam Godel in Eretz Yisrael as well, and he said he certainly doesn't want certain people to visit him. He says, Ichvazan Agavra Nishkein Chefzer. I'd rather be a human being than being a chefsa. They come in because I'm a chefsa of a mitzvah. It's about them getting the schar and shemayim for doing bikur chaylin. So I'm a hechatim sabalma. I don't want to be a hechatim sabalma. I want to be a human being. I want them to come and understand me, understand my pain, understand what I'm going through, understand my frustration. Understand that I'm worried about the future. Understand I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about, am I going to be able to teach again? Am I going to have the same impact on the Shpoh that I used to have? I'm going to have to limit full things. There's so much going on in a person's mind. You cop what's going on in my life? I'm a chefsa to you. I'm not a gavra. I want to be a gavra, not a chefsa, he said. Awesome. It's not a gavra, nishken chefsa. It's a good line. The tznias of Rachel Yemenu is that she hid herself. She took herself out of the picture. There's a people which they want to show themselves. The reason why they want to show themselves is because their thoughts are about themselves. The focus is about themselves. The external expression is rooted in the fact that your life is a focus about yourself. I want to get respect, so I show myself in a certain way. You should notice how chashuv I am. Whether I express that in expressions of beauty, of grandeur, whatever it might be, but it's about me getting respect. Why is it about you? Why is your focus you? This is the challenge which we have. Rachel Yemenu is about to give away her eternity. She doesn't know that Yaakov is going to marry her in a week from now. She's giving away eternity. That Leah is going to be the mother of Klal Yisrael, and she's going to marry Esav and have Amaleks for grandchildren. Great! How does she do that? It's not about me. There's somebody out there who is in such pain that to embarrass her, I can't do it. If there'd be a mashu of focus on herself, it'd be impossible. It wasn't. She learned to be the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Bershom is a maitiv and not a taker at all. He's just a giver. To the point that she was willing to give away everything for somebody else. She hid herself. The physical expressions that we talk about tznius are just the hechatim to express that what is the focus, what is your focus in life? the Yosef Lekach, and the guy follows him on this psukim over here by Esther. She said, I don't want to go. I'm married to Mordechai. She's being nanas Ayurei Achashverish. A woman who's nansa is not also the Bala. He says, but what about a situation when you go in to the situation knowing the results are going to happen? What's the status of that Lagabi Dinim, Lagabi Bala? She knows if she stays home, Achashverish won't do anything to her. And then when he takes her. But if he goes to him, he's going to take her. Well, she's there, he's going to take her. She says she'll become Nesser Labala. That's what Chazal says later on. She says, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. Kasher Avadati. From my father's home, I'll be Avadati from you. That's it, I'm gone. I don't repay, I don't have any mother, I don't have a husband anymore. I'm losing everything. This act of going to Achashverish is the exact same act as Rachel Imenu. She's giving away herself totally. She's speaking up. She's going. It's not a stirat tznius. It's a tremendous tznius. It's the tznius of my focus is not myself. It's the tznius of my focus is somebody else. I shared yesterday a story. We're not holding by that one, Drake. But I shared a story yesterday. I just want to share the story with you. But by now, most of you know that I'm facile and changing not to fill it, right? That's Kedur Mastip already, probably, right? I learned this as a bacher already. And I also happen to have, a very sharp eye to notice when people fill in or off. So here I am, a bacher, and tells a shiva. I notice. So okay, you go with your chavir. You know, I says, you know, barrel. I notice you're feeling a little bit low. Would you mind me to tighten it for you? Okay, Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. A stranger walks in for davening, puts on his tefillin. It's feeling too low. Now you have to know to understand the story. As a bacher, I was a shy bacher. I know you're not going to believe that. I'm very shy. I know also. I was a shy bacher. I was very hesitant to go over to people which I didn't know. So I noticed the person's feeling a little too low, and I was embarrassed to go over to him. I'm shy, too shy to go over to him. And this happened once, and then after he leaves, I felt, I'll wait after davening, right? You know, it's a good moment, and nobody's sitting next to him, and so nobody will notice, you know. But meanwhile, he leaves, you know, and that's it, you know, and I never see him again, you know, I feel guilty. The next day, the same thing happens again, you know, next time it happens again, and I'm feeling more and more guilty. But here I am, guy walks in. I don't know why people, the stranger always walk in with the feeling which is too low. That's life. That's the way it is, right? You know? I have a problem with this. When I go into shul, I push it, I wear blinders sometimes. I just don't want to see. I need to daven. I can't be busy looking at the whole davening. And I said to myself, like, Reingold, stop for a second and think what's happening. Here's a person who's having a problem. He's not wearing his tefillin properly. Mishabura says, a person wears tefillin which are too low, it's tekilah monach b'kufs, it's like they're still sitting in the box. You're not makai in the mitzvah b'chla. See, he's a karkafta le monach tefillin. I in Rosh Hashanah, the more goes to what happens to a person who's karkafta le monach tefillin. Makhloikas means whatever in his lifetime, or means even for one day. Okay? Right. But it's not a good thing. He's saying a bracha, if he's an Ashkenazi, he's saying a bracha levatola every day. So after 20 years, I'm going to come to Shemaim and say, like, Reingold, you know, like, there was this fellow you could have helped, that he shouldn't say brachos abatolas, and he should have put on tefillin, and now he never wore tefillin properly, and he's going to go to this section of Gehenna for people who are kaftel and without tefillin, and it's all your fault. Why don't you do something? What's your excuse? He says, I was embarrassed. I was uncomfortable. Like, I was, you know, I was hesitant. It's not an answer which is going to stand on court. Because the response is, why do you don't think about yourself? Look at all of this pain this person has, and you could have solved it by overcoming your discomfort. And all you can focus on is the fact that you're uncomfortable. Like, what are you? All you care about is yourself. And I had this conversation in my head. I got to go over this, and I need to walk over to the person and help him. He needs help. The fact that I'm uncomfortable is not a reason he should get his help. So, swallowed a few big swallows, walked over, Shalom Aleichem, my name is Eli Reingold, I'm Bacher in Yeshiva, I happen to, you know, where you're from. Happen those your tefillin are a little bit too low, because I'd be happy to tighten it for you. Ah, thank you so much, I really appreciate it very much. That's what he said. So I did it for him, Baruch Hashem. No, I did it once, the next time it came up. So it was a little bit easier. I don't know, I would say maybe 50 times that happens from that point onwards before I left. And all the times, the vast majority of people were very, very appreciative. Now, I have to tell you that had the guy responded negatively, oh, come on, it's not important, you know, it's fine, you know, he would have gotten defensive, I don't know how my life would have turned out. I would have been so devastated, I would have called back to him and said, Michelle, I don't know when I would have come out again, you know. So, like, you know, one day I helped the Bach over here in Shemaim. The guy's going to go to Shemaim. He's like, he has a scar for helping the Bach. Which is like, because Rabbi Reingold was comfortable enough to go to help the Bach because, I don't know. You know, that's how the Bach may pay scar. For a moment, I hid myself. And I changed, and I helped somebody else. And I got helped also. But that wasn't my focus. Because if I'm my focus on myself, I'm back to square one. So we all have these im hakarei sacharishi based azois. We have the ability to hide ourselves a little bit and focus on somebody else's. A smile. Right? I'm not, you know, I'm having a hard day, but somebody else deserves a smile. Somebody I'm friendly with. Somebody, you know, like, you know, dramatic. Somebody needs a smile. Hello, how are you? How are things doing? Doesn't have to be something, you know, extraordinary. But it's take not make the focus on ourselves. And then, from that koyach of taking ourselves out of the picture, not only does the other person enter the picture, the Baruch Hashem enters the picture. And the ability to have a clarity to be makabel Torah a second time is rooted in this concept. Talk about maybe next week that this is foundational in Gulas Mitzrayim. It's one of the Baruch Hashem Torah nikness behem, because you want to see the Baruch Hashem Torah, not your shtickel Torah in the Gemara, but the Baruch Hashem shtickel Torah to you. You got to take yourself out of the picture. We'll talk about that more.